Welcome to No Longer Conformed. We're studying the book of Revelation. In this session, we'll look at Revelation chapter 10, verses 1 through 7, assurance the end is coming. Let's read those verses. Revelation 10, beginning with verse 1. I saw still another mighty angel coming down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was on his head. His face was like the sun, and his feet like pillars of fire. He had a little book open in his hand, and he set his right foot on the sea and his left foot on the land, and cried with a loud voice as when a lion roars. When he cried out, seven thunders uttered their voices. Now when the seven thunders uttered their voices, I was about to write, but I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, seal up the things which the seven thunders uttered, and do not write them. The angel whom I saw standing on the sea and on the land raised up his hand to heaven and swore by him who lives forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that are in it, the earth and the things that are in it, and the sea and the things that are in it, that there should be delay no longer, but in the days of the sounding of the seventh angel, when he is about to sound, the mystery of God would be finished, as he declared to his servants, the prophets. The mystery of God would be finished. We've reached another interlude like we had between the sixth and seventh seals. During that interlude, the 144,000 were sealed. There was a great multitude that were saved. And then there was that silence in heaven for half an hour. Well, between the sixth and seventh trumpets, we have another interlude. Well, actually, parenthesis would better describe the vision that John sees. Because the function of a parenthesis is, in a sentence, it's to supply information which the reader needs as he reads the sentence. First, we must consider the mighty angel of verse 1. And there's two things about his appearance and his message. The appearance of the angel, he came from heaven clothed with a cloud, wearing a rainbow for a crown. His face shone as the sun, his feet like pillars of fire, and he had a voice like a lion's roar. And verse 2 is a curious image. It says in verse 2, he had a little book open in his hand, and he set his right foot on the sea and his left foot on the land. So this is not just any angel from heaven. His identity? Well, let's review the scene just one more time. It says that he descended in a cloud. Well, Psalm 104, verse 3 says, he lays the beams of his upper chambers in the waters, who makes the clouds his chariot, who walks on the wings of the winds. It says that his face shone like the sun. Well, if you go back to chapter 1 of Revelation, verse 15, it says that he had in his right hand seven stars. Out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was like the sun shining in its strength. And then it says that his feet are as pillars of fire. Well, in verse 16 of that same chapter, it says his feet were like fine brass, as if refined in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. And he stands as if about to take possession with the title deed in his hand. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 26 says, for the earth is the Lord and all its fullness. Well, that verse itself is a quote of Psalm 24 in verse 1. Well, what happens at the end of this interlude? Well, chapter 11 and verse 15 lets us know that when the seventh angel sounded, And there were loud voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and His Christ, and He shall reign forever and ever. I believe the mighty angel that we see in this passage is the Lord Jesus Christ. We saw Him sealing the 144,000 in chapter 7 and verse 2. We saw Him offering the prayers in chapter 8, verse 3. Now we see Him taking the earth back in chapter 10, verse 2. He's presented in these three things as the prophet, priest, and king. And what's the message of the angel? Well, it says seven thunders uttered their voices. What did they say, those voices? We don't know. Because John was instructed not to write. And let me tell you something. This is a principle. What God doesn't want us to know, leave it alone. It was probably a warning of what's to come. The thunders that occur before a storm. Look at chapter 8 and verse 5. Then the angel took the censer, filled it with fire from the altar, and threw it to the earth. And there were noises, thunderings, lightnings, and earthquakes. If you read verses 5 through 7 again, the angel whom I saw standing on the sea and on the land raised up his hand to heaven and swore by Him who lives forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that are in it, the earth and the things that are in it, and the sea and the things that are in it, that there should be delay no longer, but in the days of the sounding of the seventh angel, when He is about to sound, the mystery of God would be finished, as He declared to His servants, the prophets. Why this interlude? Or why any interlude? Seven seals, seven trumpets, seven bowls, each one more intense in judgment. Just when we might wonder if good is losing and evil is winning, God gives us hope. David Jeremiah wrote about the book of Revelation. He said, Revelation takes us on a roller coaster of emotions, from heartache and depression to joyous celebration. No more delay. No more delay. How many have wondered at why God is taking so long? How long? Matthew chapter 24 and verse 23. 2,000 years ago. In Matthew 24 and verse 3. Now as He sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to Him privately, saying, tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign of Your coming and of the end of the age? 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 1. Beloved, I now write to you this second epistle, in both of which I stir up your pure minds by way of reminder, that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets, and of the commandment to us, of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that scoffers will come in the last days, walking according to their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of His coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. For this they willfully forget, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of water and in the water, by which the world that then existed perished, being flooded with water. But the heavens and the earth, which are now preserved by the same word, are reserved for fire until the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But, beloved, do not forget this one thing, that with the Lord one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And then, Revelation chapter 6, verses 9 through 11, and when he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, How long, O Lord, holy and true, until you judge and avenge our blood on those who dwell on the earth? And then a white robe was given to each of them, and it was said to them that they should rest a little while longer, until both the number of their fellow servants and their brethren who would be killed as they were was completed. Walter Scott wrote this. He said, Does it not seem strange that Satan has been allowed for 6,000 years to wrap and twist his coils around the world, to work evil and spoil and mar the work of God? It is not a mystery why God, the God of righteousness and holiness, allows evil to go unpunished and his own people to be crushed and broken on every hand. Truly, this is the mystery of God. God bears with evil till the hour of judgment arrives, when he will avenge the cry of his elect and come out of his place to punish the wicked. Evil, now tolerated and allowed, will be openly punished. The mystery is at hand. Christ is about to reign. And in verse 6, that there should be delay no longer. That is the prayer. You have a great day.